Zechariah chapter 10. Human beings have discovered many different ways of communicating, but how much more has God? In the past, God spoke many times in many different ways. Hebrews 1:1. Of those many different ways God summons us, this chapter reveals to us a very special way to do it. I will whistle for them and gather them in, for I have redeemed them, and they shall be as many as they were before. Since newlyweds, my husband and I have communicated with a special whistle. Even our grandchildren have at times tried to imitate us. There is something special about a whistle. To us, it indicates affection and softness. There is no reproach or anger. It is not the triumph that demands our presence as we find it in the Old Testament, or accompanying the light and thunder of Sinai, Exodus 20:18. It is the still, delicate whistle of Elijah that invites him out of the cave of depression to stand before God, 1 Kings 19:11 through 13. Only the heart that is at peace hears the soft whistle that invites us to gather. When the noises of our voices cease, when the soul is stilled, and in serene peace, the Christian hears the divine invitation. Just as my husband's whistle is unmistakable to me. You also know when God is speaking to you. He does not do it in a general order to his soldiers, but as a shepherd to his sheep. Tender, peaceful, loving, and patient. Do you hear him calling? He wants to meet you, and the appointment will take place in your very heart, deep inside of you.